Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, June 20th. You'll be interested to know, 243 years ago today, in 1782, the United States Congress approved the Great Seal of the United States, featuring the emblem of the bald eagle. This iconic symbol represents the nation's sovereignty and strength, embodying the ideals of freedom and democracy that continue to inspire people around the world. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Friday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking fair this morning with waist-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 2 to 3+ feet throughout the morning, providing decent conditions. However, expect the winds to remain sideshore at 6 to 9 mph, creating some chop as the day progresses. Keep an eye on the conditions as they may shift later. Best time to ride is at 6 p.m. with a 5-foot high tide, when the west swell is 3 feet at 9 seconds, and the onshore wind is 8 mile per hour. The first low tide Friday will be 1.5 feet at 11 a.m., with a 5.5-foot high tide at 5:45. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 71 degrees for the water temperature. Saturday through Monday presents varied surf conditions. Saturday features choppy 3 to 5 feet waves with strong south-southeast, winds at 13 to 15 mile per hour, making it less appealing. Sunday improves with fair 2 to 4 feet waves and lighter winds, ideal for longboarding in the morning. Monday returns to choppy 2 feet surf, but light winds create brief, clean moments in the evening for a mellow session. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 64 degrees with 8 mph wind. The sunset will take place at Ego 3, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:41. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog early, lifting by mid-morning with partly sunny skies and a high near 66, accompanied by a light southwest breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy conditions with patchy fog returning and a low around 62, along with gentle winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies Saturday through Tuesday, with highs around 65 to 66. Nights will be mostly cloudy, cooling down to around 61. Enjoy the mild weather. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, U.S. Border Patrol agents have uncovered a sophisticated drug smuggling tunnel extending over 1,000 feet from Tijuana, Mexico, into the Otay Mesa area. Discovered in early April, the tunnel was still under construction and featured electrical wiring, lighting, a ventilation system, and a track system for transporting narcotics. Its full length measured 2,918 feet. Reaching a depth of about 50. Border Patrol, in collaboration with Homeland Security Investigations and Mexican authorities, confirmed the tunnel's origin. The tunnel will be filled with concrete to prevent future use. Now on to sports. In a thrilling twist, the Indiana Pacers triumphed over the Oklahoma City Thunder, winning Game 6 of the NBA Finals, 108-91, and forcing the first Game 7 since 2016. Playing with a calf injury, star point guard Tyrese Haliburton contributed 14 points, while Andrew Nembhard shined with 17. The Pacers, showcasing their resilience, outscored the Thunder by 21 in the second quarter. Despite a promising performance earlier in the playoffs, Oklahoma City struggled, committing 12 turnovers before halftime. Game 7 is set for Sunday in Oklahoma City. In local sports, last night at Dodger Stadium, the Padres triumphed over the Dodgers 5-3. Bogaerts kicked things off with a 401-foot homer in the second, while Aragon's double-in-sheet single boosted the Friars' lead. Morajan snagged the win, and Matsui earned his first save as the Dodgers faltered with errors, allowing San Diego's Kim and Edmund to capitalize. The Friars now stand at 40-34, maintaining their momentum in the division race. Tonight, they take on the Royals at Petco Park for Game 1 of a 3-game series. Nick Pivetta, boasting a 2.37 earned run average, faces off against Michael Lorenzen, who holds a 4.91. First pitch is at 6:40 with clear skies and a pleasant 67 degrees in San Diego. In top news, Amazon's chief executive officer, Andy Jassy, warned employees that artificial intelligence will likely replace many jobs within the next few years. In a recent memo, Jassy outlined that Amazon is already utilizing over 1,000 generative AI services to enhance its operations. This includes improving delivery speed in warehouses and enhancing customer service chatbots. He emphasized that as AI continues to evolve, fewer human employees will be needed. While some workers expressed concerns about job security and the reliability of AI, Jassy encouraged staff to embrace the technology to remain competitive. Amazon plans to invest heavily in AI, allocating approximately $105 billion this year. In business news, Meta recently attempted to acquire Safe Superintelligence, the artificial intelligence startup founded by OpenAI co-founder Ilya Sutskever, valued at $32 billion. When Sutskever declined the offer, Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg shifted his focus to hiring the startup CEO, Daniel Gross, along with former GitHub CEO Nat Friedman. This move is part of Zuckerberg's broader strategy to enhance Meta's artificial intelligence team amid a competitive talent landscape. Meta plans to take a stake in Gross and Friedman's venture fund, while developing products under Scale AI founder Alexander Wang. Further details are expected in the coming weeks. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 1% for the week to about $105,000. Ethereum is down 2% to just over $2,500. And XRP is unchanged at $2.16. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. SpaceX's massive Starship rocket, which aims to send humans to Mars, suffered a catastrophic failure and exploded during a routine test in Texas shortly after 11 p.m. on Wednesday. Fortunately, no injuries were reported. SpaceX described the incident as a major anomaly occurring during its 10th flight test. Elon Musk, who founded SpaceX with the goal of making humanity a multiplanetary species, remarked on social media that it was just a scratch. Despite several setbacks, including 3 failed test flights this year, SpaceX is racing to prepare Starship for a potential Mars mission next year. And in entertainment news, Happy Gilmore 2 is set to tee off on Netflix on July 25th, bringing back the beloved character nearly 30 years after the original film's release. This sequel follows a retired Happy Gilmore, portrayed by Adam Sandler, as he returns to the golf course to raise funds for his daughter's ballet education, which costs $75,000 a year. Returning stars include Christopher McDonald and Julie Bowen, alongside newcomers Travis Kelce and Bad Bunny. Fans can look forward to a heartfelt story filled with humor, nostalgia, and a mix of new and familiar faces. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and motivational speaker, Zig Ziglar. And he said, "It's not how far you fall, but how high you bounce. That counts." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.